With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu defending a new military action. Here's correspondent Donna Warder.
At a news conference Sunday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu defended a military expansion in Gaza, saying Israel has no choice but to finish the job and complete the defeat of Hamas.
Our goal is not to occupy Gaza. Our goal is to free Gaza, free it from Hamas terrorists. The war can end tomorrow if Gaza, or rather if Hamas, lays down its arms and releases all the remaining hostages.
Netanyahu insists that Israel has no starvation policy in Gaza.
If we had a starvation policy, no one in Gaza would have survived after 2 years of war.
I'm Donna Water.
London police, meanwhile, say more than 530 people arrested when supporters of a pro-Palestinian group recently outlawed as a terrorist organization intentionally broke the law over the weekend to test the government's ability to enforce the ban. Russian President Vladimir Putin maintaining Moscow's uncompromising demands in Ukraine, raising fears he could use the planned summit with President Trump Friday to force Kyiv into accepting an unfavorable deal. President Trump nominating State Department spokesman Tammy Bruce for a new role. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
Mr. Trump shared on Truth Social, quote, "I am pleased to announce that I am nominating Tammy Bruce, a great patriot, television personality, and best-selling author, as our next deputy representative of the United States to the United Nations with the rank of ambassador."
Magnitude 6.1 earthquake striking Turkey's northwestern province of Balıkesir, killing at least one person, causing dozens of buildings to collapse. This is SRN News. Runners are preparing to spread the pro-life message.
From September 5th through October 25th, small groups of people will run along public streets from coast to coast in the U.S. wearing shirts that proclaim the message, "Remember the Unborn." It's the brainchild of Dr. Patrick Castle, the founder of Life Runners. Participants will run 5K legs beginning in California, New York, Texas, and North Dakota, and converging on a single point in the middle of the country, tracing a cross over the nation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal judge ruling that a new Arkansas law requiring public classrooms to display the Ten Commandments cannot be enforced in a handful of the state's largest school districts. That's where parents have brought legal challenges on the grounds the statute violates the so-called separation of church and state. But the ruling also says it applies to just four of the state's 237 districts. This is SRN News. Well, former Missouri GOP Senator Jim Talent says Democrats have an increasing anti-Jewish problem, and he questions whether they'd even nominate a Jewish Democrat for president.
There's a lot of anti-Semitism among activist parts of the base. It masquerades as being anti-Zionism or anti-Israel. So it's a real question. I mean, why wasn't Josh Shapiro picked as the number two on the ticket? They certainly would have done a lot better if they had.
And Talon says President Trump has put the Democrats in a political bind with his common sense policies.
The problem the Democrats have got is if they come forward with some abundance agenda or some centrist agenda, Trump is already there. And in addition, of course, they're going to tick off their base that wants them to fight everything. So it's a real political problem.
More details at srnnews.com.